Hey Anne, I'm so excited for you to be a part of Beyond the Numbers. To kick us off, why don't you go ahead and share a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Thank you so much for having me. I am thrilled to be part of Beyond the Numbers. My name is Anne. I'm a health and wellness coach based in Virginia. I work with busy professional women who really find themselves caught in a cycle of just autopilot living. And that means rushing through their day, managing constant stress, dealing with overwhelming responsibilities. You know, that feeling when you're juggling work deadlines, family needs, social commitments, and then somehow your own well-being just keeps getting pushed aside and to the back burner. So I help these incredible women reclaim their health by breaking through barriers that's keeping them stuck. And we focus on creating sustainable routines around movement, nutrition, sleep, self-care that not only fit into their busy lifestyles, but also can boost their energy levels throughout the day. My approach isn't about dramatic lifestyle overhauls or unrealistic regimens. It's really about finding those small, consistent changes that compound over time and then implementing them in ways that really suit each person's unique lifestyle. It's definitely not a one-size-fits-all approach. So I help my clients move from skipping workouts and finding movement and physical activity that genuinely they look forward to and enjoy. Also just avoiding mindless snacking and helping them start to really meal plan and nourish their bodies with wholesome, whole, real foods. We'll also work on shifting from chaotic schedules to intentional time and, most importantly, energy management. So I'm really passionate about helping women transform their relationship with health and finally getting to experience the energy and balance that they deserve in their busy lives.
There was a while where I definitely fell into the not making time to take care of myself category. And even though I'm much more intentional with it, it's always amazing to me when things come up and, life gets crazy, how quickly we can slide back into some of those old habits. But today, you're going to talk about energy management versus time management, and instead of trying to squeeze more into your schedule, how you restructured your business around your natural energy cycle. So I can't wait to hear, because I think that we all need to not just be shoving more on our to-do list and more on our calendar.
So I used to be that person too, cramming everything in, thinking everything was fine because I had the color-coded calendar, time blocking, all of those management tools in place. But despite planning my days meticulously, I was still hitting walls. And I remember scheduling back-to-back meetings from, 9 a.m. to 6, 7 p.m. And by the third or fourth session, my focus was just fading. And then by the end, I was running on fumes and basically nodding and smiling, but barely processing what my clients were saying. So after many months of this, I was thinking how, despite the fact I thought I was really organized and was, according to me, managing my time perfectly, why didn't it feel like things were working? Why did I feel drained all the time? Why did I feel behind in a bunch of tasks? And so that's when I realized time wasn't actually the resource I needed to manage better. And so I started brainstorming ideas, and I've always been a morning person, but I never necessarily structured my day around my energy, the natural like ebbs and flows. And then after listening to some podcasts and reading some books on the topics, I decided, okay, I have to take an action. Worst case, it's all woo-woo, and best case, it could make a positive change to my life. So I created a simple energy log to start, and I rated my focus and alertness from a 1 to 10 different times throughout the day for about 2 weeks. The pattern was definitely unmistakable. I was consistently hitting mental peaks, I would say, around, 9, 10 a.m., and then again around like end of day, late afternoon, while 1 p.m. was almost always my lowest point. Regardless of what I ate or how much I slept, I had a 90-minute window, usually of pretty high mental clarity, and then a significant dip after that. So this wasn't about willpower. It was completely about biology. I had been fighting against what my natural energy rhythms were instead of working with them, which I think is so common for many of us who don't really know any better. So then my perspective shifted from, okay, how do I fit everything into my day, to how do I align my important tasks with my energy peaks? So for anybody who's new to this idea or topic, energy management is the intentional practice of prioritizing tasks based on your natural energy levels, not just when you're available or the time that you have. So it's essentially matching demanding tasks to your peak mental states. And there's science behind this. Our bodies do cycle through 90 to 120 minute periods of high mental energy, followed by necessary dips. And so these fluctuations are controlled by our nervous system, hormones, the circadian biology, and our brain just can't maintain peak performance for 8 straight hours. It needs recovery periods. Yet despite this being actual science, society has had such a hard time grasping and leaning into this concept, really just because we're all so conditioned to believe that constant productivity defines our worth and success, and it's really easy to fall back into that trap. But so after this discovery, I started to restructure my schedule around my energy patterns rather than trying to maximize every minute of the day. And before, my schedule was definitely chaotic. I thought that was a little bit normal, but I would just tackle whatever seemed urgent regardless of timing. And then after tracking my energy, I definitely made dramatic changes where I now reserve peak hours. So 8, 9 a.m. to, like, let's say like 11 a.m. and then 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. exclusively for deep thinking or coaching sessions. And then administrative tasks usually happen during my afternoon dip. So like around 1, 2 p.m. It's also a time when creative work would be difficult for me. So I started to also completely block off one day a week with no meetings at all, which was initially terrifying, but now it's completely essential. And I started batching similar tasks as well, because research does show that switching between different tasks can cost up to 40% of productive energy alone through those transitions. So while multitasking seems to be very common still, it does actively drain your brain and limit your resources. I would say the most powerful part of the system is really the mandatory recovery blocks, because recovery isn't a luxury, it's biologically necessary. So I made it a non-negotiable by scheduling it into my day. I also take like a 20-minute midday reset with no screen time. I have buffers between my calls, all kinds of things like that. And the results really surprised me. Within a few months, my client sessions definitely improved significantly. I was more deeply present with clients. I completed administrative tasks more efficiently. And my creative process became more productive rather than frustrating. I also gained back close to, I would say, like 10 to 15 hours weekly, while also increasing revenue at the same time. So I was really working fewer hours, but I was also creating better results for my clients and my business and just my overall personal life as well. So my recommendation to you is, if you're constantly drained, procrastinating, or just finding your output quality is suffering despite long hours, then traditional time management probably isn't working for you. And so to start with energy management, you can conduct your own energy audit for a week, categorize your tasks by energy requirements, and definitely experiment with a schedule change, implement a recovery block, and just take notes and see what you're experiencing, what you're feeling as these days and weeks go on. And when you think, I have too much to do to take a break, which I know we all have that, you know, replaying in our head constantly, just remember that a fatigued brain takes twice as long and makes more errors. So even a 10-minute break can really restore significant cognitive function. And energy management works because it aligns with our body's natural capabilities instead of fighting against them. Productivity isn't really about pushing harder. It's just about flowing with your natural rhythms and making intentional choices about where your energy goes. And our energy is truly our most precious resource. No matter if we're morning people, night owls, or maybe somewhere in between, how we start our day sets the tone for everything that follows. And those first moments after waking up really do create a foundation that can either support or undermine our focus and energy and mindset for the hours ahead in our day. So I'm really excited to tell you about and share with you my 5-4-3-2-1 morning reset method. It is a super simple 15-minute routine that's really transformed days for clients and for myself. I created this method after just seeing how many of us struggle with stress upon immediately waking up, and we reach for our phones, jump into work, watch the news, really start our day in a reactive state rather than an intentional one. So the 5-4-3-2-1 method gives you 5 minutes of mindful breathing to center yourself, and then 4 minutes of gentle stretching just to energize your body, 3 minutes of intention setting to focus your mind, 2 minutes of gratitude practice to shift your perspective, and then finally 1 minute of visualization to prepare you for success for the day ahead. What makes this approach different is that it's really designed specifically for busy professionals who just don't have hours for elaborate morning routines. So in just 15 minutes, you can establish control over your day rather than letting your day control you. And this method isn't about adding another task to your morning. It's about creating space so that everything else can flow better. So give it a try for a few weeks and let me know how it works for you. You can follow me on Instagram at pause_prosper, or feel free to visit my website, pause-prosper.com. You can set up a free discovery call at any time and would love to hear from you.
I love the example that Anne provided here. Her peak hours, her most productive times, are closer to the morning, and mine are definitely afternoon and evening. Can't tell you, even for the summit, how many things have happened, it taken off because I have a burst of energy, inspiration at like midnight, that 12 to 1 a.m. time. But while I don't operate a structured schedule as Anne talked about, and maybe the structured schedule is going to work for you, great. If not, this practice is still powerful. So your action step / reflection for this session: how do you feel by the end of your current workday? Are you energized? Are you drained? Are you somewhere in between? Do you feel like your current system is working and it might just need a little tweak or two to optimize? Or are you barely hanging on and you need that lifeline that this system could provide? Now you're doing the mindset work and it's powerful. You're starting to see patterns, you're making shifts, but if you're ready to go deeper, regulate your emotions, take action, feeling confident in your choices, and finally embody the version of you who doesn't just know it, but lives it, then I'd love to welcome you inside the Unstoppable Experience, where aligned action meets unstoppable confidence. You can see all the details and enroll at amycirca.com/unstoppable.